morning, friends. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at The Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm glad you've joined us for this morning's devotions. Yesterday, we read from Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. There we found listed 9 qualities that are identified as the fruit of the Spirit. These are qualities that we are to incorporate in our daily lives. These are qualities that indicate we are living in the Spirit and keeping in step with the Spirit. These are characteristics that help identify us as Christ followers. How do you identify an apple tree? By the fruit it bears. How do you identify a peach tree? By the fruit it bears. How do you identify an orange tree? By the fruit it bears. How do we know if we are Spirit-led people? How do others know if we are Christians? By our fruit, by the fruit we bear. What I want to do in the days ahead here is to look at each of these 9 virtues. If you turn your Bible to Galatians 5:22, you will notice the first quality listed is love. I think Paul purposely put it in the front of the list. I think he wants us to understand that living in the Spirit, walking after the Spirit, begins with love. I found this quote, I don't know who to attribute it to, but I like it. In describing the fruit of the Spirit, they wrote, "Love is the key. Joy is love singing. Peace is love resting. Patience is love enduring. Kindness is love's touch. Generosity is love's character. Faithfulness is love's habit. Gentleness is love's self-forgetfulness. Self-control is love holding the reins." It all begins with love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in verses 1 through 8, Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." The fruit of the Spirit begins with love. Now listen, the Holy Spirit will help us develop this fruit in our lives. But He doesn't just add it to our lives. He doesn't make us loving when we become Christians. He leads us and helps us grow in love. He tells us this is the type of person God wants us to be. He guides us and shows us how to be loving. He gives us examples of love in the Bible. But He doesn't just miraculously, with no effort on our part, make us loving. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, Paul tells us that we are to clothe ourselves differently than the world does. He tells us to put on, to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience. Then in verse 14, he says, "And of all these virtues, put on love." We need to make the effort to clothe ourselves with love. Don't blame the Holy Spirit if you're not a loving person. He has led you and taught you to be loving. If you are not loving, it's not His fault. It's yours. In 2 Peter 1:5, Peter says, "Make every effort to add to your faith." Then he gives us a list of virtues. One of these virtues we are to add to our faith is love. He tells us that in verse 7. We are to make every effort to add to our faith love. We don't just sit back on an easy chair waiting for the Holy Spirit to make us loving people. We make every effort to be loving. The Spirit leads us to be loving. Now we need to follow. Dear God, thank you for setting us a great example of what love means. Thank you for giving your Son that we might have eternal life. Thank you that Jesus died in our place. Rather than looking out for His best interest, He looked out for our best interest. Help us develop that type of self-sacrificing love in our lives, a love that looks out for others.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online